free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, indeed, we are on. And, well, very interesting program tonight, I think. It will shake you up a little bit, maybe. It'll get you a little bit disturbed, maybe angry. But, well, we figured we would do it anyway. And it came at the suggestion of one of our callers, I think it was Clinton in Wisconsin, that we should contact this particular church. I believe it's the Westboro Baptist Church, and Pastor Phelps and Shirley Phelps, I believe, is his daughter. And they, of course, have a number of very hot-button issues that they seem to get involved in. And one of them, of course, is the issue of sodomy and homosexuality. And as you know, they have definitely raised a firestorm across the country. And we figured that we would invite them on the program, or at least Shirley, tonight, to discuss for a little bit their viewpoint and your viewpoint. So obviously, we want this to be a rather civil but intellectual discourse. No ranting and raving or screaming, but you agree? Fine. If you disagree with what's being said, then by all means, we invite you to come aboard, because after all, this is Uncensored Radio Free America. And as your host, Rick Adams, I am obliged to bring you programming that, for the most part, you probably will not hear anywhere else. And it's censored, it's filtered, it's controlled. Well, we don't do that here. We bring you true conversation to the best of our abilities, and we let you decide. So we'll do that when we come back after the first break, and we will speak with Shirley Phelps. And she, as I say, is the daughter of Pastor Phelps, who Fred Phelps, who, as you know, has carried on an interesting crusade with his church. So we'll do that in a few moments. But the number I'm going to give you right now, if you'd like to call in the first hour, 800-313-9443. That's the number for those of you new time listeners who have not listened before today. And we know that every day there are new listeners to RBNLive.com. So that is what I wanted to tell you. And just a moment, you know, we will do that. Shirley, of course, from what we know, Shirley is the daughter of founder Fred Phelps of this ministry. And this is the Westboro Church that we're talking about. And they have taken up a very strong, a very hard stand on the homosexual issue, among others. And they say that America is paying the price for putting up with sodomy laws and homosexual pandering and so on and so forth. And they point to a number of examples, including the war in Iraq. So we'll speak with Shirley when we return, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, with radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, Rick Adams. That's me. Stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200. or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the full revere of talk radio.
Yes, we are, and we have our guest online, I believe, Shirley Phelps, and she is an attorney, daughter of Pastor Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church, I believe. Is that correct?
That is
Shirley?
Correct.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, and I guess I should start off just by asking you a little bit about yourself and how it all began for you in the ministry and your father. Why don't you tell us a little bit?
Well, my dad has been the preacher here at the Westboro Baptist Church since before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going to this church all my life. And I have 12 brothers and sisters, and I have 11 children and 43 nieces and nephews. And this gospel that my dad preaches and that you find in the scriptures has been the gospel that I've heard all my life. And about 15 years ago, we started a street ministry, kind of really quite by accident, because we had a park here locally that where homosexuals have sex pretty much out in the open. And they do that any time of the day or night. And it
where is that, Shirley? Where are you located?
About a half mile. We're in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
About a half mile from our church. This
mm-hmm.
time. And so a series of events occurred, and it's been notorious, this park has been, all my life I've known about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tried to get the city to put a stop to this activity. You know, you ought not. It to us seemed at the time to be a health issue, a public nuisance issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked the city council to do something about it, and they passed an ordinance that you can't have sex in the park. But then they didn't put any teeth in the ordinance, and it continued. So for 2 years, we tried to get them to do something by attending the city council meetings and talking to them at the public comment time.
Mm-hmm.
And they got put out about that. And finally, one day, my dad was appearing one more time, and the city council, the mayor, got put out because he said something like, you said you were going to do something about this, but you sit around like last year's Christmas trees. And with that, the mayor said, you're calling us names, and asked the police chief to remove him from the audience, from the meeting. Mm-hmm. And I guess the name he called him was a dead tree. I don't know. It seemed like to me that most of us might view that as just a metaphor. But anyway, so we got little signs that said stuff like, watch your kids, gaze toward this park, and this park is unsafe for children,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Well, we did that one day 15 years ago, and all hell broke loose. I mean, the homosexuals from Kansas University came over. They made such a big to-do, letters to the editor, calling us, zoo animals and every other kind of thing. There's a zoo mm-hmm. at this park.
Uh-huh.
And we pretty quickly realized, first of all, what they did was they made a strategic error. I mean, 11 of the 13 of us, of my siblings, are lawyers, and four of our spouses are lawyers. With my dad, we pioneered civil rights in the state of Kansas. And that's a hard job to do. It is a task that is worthy of the name.
Well, what do you mean by civil rights now? Because,
we
talk about that all the time.
Well,
I don't believe in civil rights. I believe in individual rights that come from God. But go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. What I'm talking to you about is the Civil Rights Act of 1963. I'm talking about because of immutable characteristics of being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every person is born a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
And you can whack off your private parts, and you can do other things to mutilate yourself, but at the end of the day, your chromosomes do not change, and you are either a male or a female. Everyone is born a color, and, with maybe the exception of Michael Jackson, you stay that color.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone grows older. Everyone grows to be past 40 years old if they don't die before that. And those are the things, they're immutable characteristics of being. And the courts protect those if you have been traditionally disenfranchised on some level, and it's a sliding scale of scrutiny. And of course, black people have been very mistreated in this country, and so on. So when I say civil rights, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. See, I would argue.
And also constitutional rights.
Yeah, I would argue because we can get into the whole nine yards about what that Civil Rights Act in 64 really did, and it really violated the U.S. Constitution when it got into comprehensive private enterprise contracts between individuals in a free society, because, as you know, the right to discriminate is the right to choose, and we are free to choose in God's universe who or who we will not associate with. Government is one thing.
It doesn't have anything to do with associating with them. It has mm-hmm. to do with if you are having a public accommodation,
right,
a restaurant, that you may not mistreat someone because of an immutable characteristic of their being.
I would argue against that,
okay, well,
surely. Only
that's okay.
Because
you can argue against that. I don't care. This is America. You have the right to
that's
say
right.
that. If
only
you want
because
to.
It's un-American and it's un-Christian in the sense that it gives the government the power, not the people, to decide what to do on their private property. So that I would take
issue.
But
if you open your doors up for the public to come in,
if you incorporate and you go to the government to do that, I suppose then you're asking for it. But if I run a private
club,
that
as it may,
right,
that's what we did. And
I understand. I don't want to argue on that point that's not your main point.
But it's a scriptural principle at work here. And when it says that God has made of one blood all nations or all manners of men to dwell, nations of men to dwell upon the earth. God is made of one blood.
So your basic point is that, in your view, the unchangeable characteristics of people's, for instance, skin color, with the exception of Michael Jackson, their race, what have you, is not like homosexuality, which
is a
behavior.
It is a voluntarily mm-hmm. engaged in.
Right.
It's a perverted sex act that they mm-hmm. voluntarily engage in.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, God never said it was an abomination to be black or to be a woman or to be old. But he did say, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said, any of you who engage in that conduct, in any nation that rises up with one voice to say it's okay to be gay,
mm-hmm.
it's a doomed nation. you're looking at a doomed nation. America is doomed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, many of us feel that way because we've seen what has happened in the transformation of this country from a Christian nation into an anti-Christian, post-Christian nation in which Christians now are being vilified, being discriminated against officially and unofficially, and are being basically driven out of the public arena where the homosexual activity and others now are considered, quote, normal. So I would definitely agree with you on that, Shirley, and that we are in a very dangerous time for our country, and we are not being blessed. We are being cursed, I would say, in many respects.
That's exactly right. And, of course, there's a passage that comes immediately to mind when you're watching those 12, that whole scene playing out in Buchanan and by the around the Sagal mine incident, and all those people are saying in that three-hour period, for a brief moment, I wondered, now, why did that happen? And, of course, then Proverbs 1 answers it, because those people think that those miners are alive, and they're saying, God spoke to us. He sent us a miracle. He blessed us. God blessed us. And thank God. Now, they're right. God spoke to them. And it says, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you will obey the commandments of the Lord your God, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. And, of course, they did not receive a blessing. They received a curse. And when we told them that we were going to be there to help them connect that dot, the people in West Virginia, I've never seen anything like it. And for 15 years, every single day, we have been on the streets of this country, and we have been to many events, you know, funerals and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like the people of West Virginia. They talk out of one side of their mouth about God, and out of the other side, and in the same breath, about what they're going to do to us, kill us, or even worse, if we dare tell them that God has spoken to them and that he issued a curse and not a blessing.
Mm. Well, I imagine that would be the case, and you have probably received a lot of death threats and intimidation and
but that didn't stop us. We never had an effort that tried to stop us from going to that place last Sunday in Buchanan, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Never. The levels... Attorney General, an assistant attorney general, wrote us a letter saying, we just don't think there's any possible way. We wish you'd consider not doing this. There's any possible way to keep the peace. In other words, when the Supreme Court said, we're not going to permit the local units of government to let a heckler's veto stop free speech and assembly and religious practice. We're not going to let that happen in this country. But yet, every level of government in West Virginia was just doing that very thing. And every one of those public officials raised their right hand to the Lord their God and took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And every one of them was about the business of trying with both hands violate that oath. And,
well, that's nothing new, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's going on from the White House right on down.
Exactly.
And the interesting thing is, as you probably know, there are hate crimes laws now being enacted or trying to be enacted by the ADL and other groups that would make your free speech a criminal act. So, all right, we'll get into that, and we'll invite callers to get on the line, 800-313-9443, and we will discuss this with our guest, Shirley. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are, and our guest is Shirley Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, and we are going to take some calls if you wish, Shirley.
Yes.
We will do that now and see what our audience thinks, okay? And again, a word of caution that our discourse shall be civil. Whether you agree or disagree, have a biblical question or a biblical comment, let us be reasoned here on the program. And you may dial 800-313-9443. Let's start off with a man who, really told us that we should have someone on from this church because he had some questions himself. So that is saying hello to you, Clinton from Wisconsin. Hello.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for having Shirley as your guest tonight. And hello, Shirley.
Hi.
You know, when I was growing up, I was raised as a Catholic, a little knighted to the altar where I served Mass and all that, and not associated with the Catholic Church anymore. But some of the other teachings that I was taught was that we should respect the dead. And that's very conflicting for most people, and I think that it's at the root of a lot of conflict that you're experiencing. But I really actually do admire your courage for being involved in saying what has to be said to the living.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing, I think. And I don't know if you're aware of this man or not, but up here in Wisconsin, there's a man named Pastor Ralph Ovedal, who's taken a very similar stand in that we had the exact same problem that you expressed with homosexuals having sex in public places and leaving their filthy condoms around and so on and so forth. But he was associated with the WVCY Christian Broadcasting, and as soon as the heat came on, they got rid of him right away, so we know where they stand in front of the Lord. But he's still up here somewhere in Wisconsin if you might want to try to contact Pastor Ralph Ovedal. I don't know if that's of interest to you or not, but I just wanted to call in and say thank you and express some support.
Well, thank you.
Did you have any specific questions at all, Clinton?
As far as the biblical thing, I find that, you know, she cited the Proverbs, and I guess that's attributed to Solomon, David's son, and I find it amazing that Solomon in his life was very sinful, yet God really never castigated him and punished him too much. I mean,
yeah.
In a manner of speaking, there's some mercy that should be shown to the homosexuals, although they're a scourge upon our nation and our people in that lifestyle. And this is coming from a very sinful man himself who has repented to the extent that his human nature allows him to. And that would be my only question as to how you've chosen to approach that point of view from a Christian perspective. And then finally, I wanted to make a comment. Before you answer the question, please, I called the Oprah. I sent email to the Oprah Show, and I'd like to ask everybody to do the same thing. Go to Oprah.com and ask them to have Chaplain Lindsey Williams on the show to discuss what he's been discussing
right.
with you, Rick, and other
right.
people.
Okay.
So that was my question, Shirley. And
all right.
I'll thank you and Rick. And
well,
I'll,
thank you for making this possible.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Clinton.
All right.
And let's see if we can take another call here. Clayton in Missouri, I believe. Hello, Clayton.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
All right. Say hello to our guest.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Oh, God bless you and your father. You guys are two brave souls. And you are what I call the remnant of Israel, the last day remnant of Israel, those who are willing to stand up and tell the truth no matter what. And there aren't many of us left. But anyway, a real fascinating story that happened last summer. The homosexuals, the sodomites, I like to call them, decided that they were going to have a big party. And they decided that they were going to choose New Orleans, Louisiana, to have their party that they called Southern Decadence.
Yeah, Southern Decadence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a funny thing happened along the way while they got down to New Orleans and had their party. A thing called Hurricane Katrina struck.
Yeah.
And interrupted their little Yahoo party. And another thing is there was another brave pastor down there. His name, believe it or not, was Storms, Storms.
Hmm.
He and his congregation hit the streets, and when the sodomites were down there partying, and they confronted the sodomites and said, you know, please do not do this thing or God's going to judge the city. And you can imagine what the sodomites did and said. We won't go into that. But the sodomites, after Hurricane Katrina, they weren't going to be deterred. They said, we are going to have our Southern Decadence party no matter what.
Yeah.
So they decided that they were going to have it at a different place because New Orleans basically was leveled by the wrath of God, I believe.
Right, right.
And so they chose a place called Key West, Florida. And they were going to have it during the last week of September. Mm-hmm. And the last day of the party was going to be Halloween night. That was going to be the last day, but it was going to last like 5 or 6 days. But a real interesting thing happened is when they got down there, about a day or two later, a thing called Hurricane Wilma leveled Key West, Florida.
Right.
And just rained all over their party. And
yeah.
twice in 2 months. And you would think that these people would have got the lesson, but I don't think they did.
All right. Well, we'll discuss that when we come back from the break. Thank you, Clayton, and Ruth, and Tim, and others. You can be next. And our guest, Shirley Phelps, Westboro Baptist Church. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
We're back now, and we have with us Shirley Phelps, and we will take more calls at 800-313-9443. And Shirley, it looks like so far you've gotten quite a sympathetic reception here on our broadcast.
And I'm so shocked to hear that.
Yeah, because usually, when you're on, and I heard you or your father a couple of times on what few shows that I listen to will permit you to be on,
Yeah. Usually
the interview doesn't last more than a few minutes, and for whatever reason, they just can't take the conversation. And,
exactly.
And that's not what I'm all about, you know, pro or con, give or take. We can disagree or agree on some things, but, you know, obviously on the doctrinal questions, there are some things that I think we need to delineate clearly, and this is one of them. Now, we have people on the line, and we'll put more on. But let me just ask you this before we go on. Are you basically saying or of the mindset that people who engage in this behavior, the homosexual lifestyle, cannot be saved or cannot repent of their sins?
Well, no, not exclusively this. What I'm saying is mm-hmm. not Romans 1.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it lays it out, started along about verse 18, that for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, and so on. Then it says, because that when they knew God, or had mm-hmm. a knowledge of God, they glorified him not as God, and neither were thankful.
Mm-hmm.
They became vain in their imaginations, their foolish hearts were darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Yes.
They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, into four-footed beasts and creeping things. And for this cause, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, and for this cause, God gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women, to change the natural use to that which is against nature. And likewise also the men burn in their lust, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which is fitting. And because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind. So you've got the Lord their God has given them up to three things: uncleanness, vile affection, and a reprobate mind. Now you jump over there to where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "No man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him." Now, if the only source that can get you to Jesus Christ for salvation, saving faith and grace and repentance, has given you up to those things, how are you going to get there? And so I'm saying that when you're looking at that kind of a person, I know that there are some people who dabble around because they didn't have any proper training, any proper rearing. Their parents didn't care about them. In fact, if you follow the strict word of the scriptures, they hated them. They raised them for the devil. They did not teach them what the Lord their God required of them. They sure did not fulfill their Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 9. That duty that you owe your children, when you read that little short passage, Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 9, you're thinking saturation. But they didn't do that job to their children, so they raised them for the devil. And some of them end up dabbling around in that filthy manner of life and then get out of it. But when you look at the Romans 1 creature that has been given up by God, you're talking about, you're thinking gay pride. You're thinking people who not only...
That's the difference. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so
those
I'm
are the people that
people.
Have hardened their hearts, and God has hardened their hearts for them.
Exactly.
So that they no longer discern right from wrong, and they don't know right from wrong. And it's not just homosexuality, I should say. It goes into bestiality. It goes into all sorts of horrible things that we don't even talk about.
Yeah.
So it goes from one to another and over the edge into other things that are even more bizarre and more banal than what we've discussed so far.
Exactly.
So I understand that. And, in fact, if you look at how the media, the mainstream media, have basically protected us, if you will, the viewers and listeners to radio and TV, from the facts of the militant homosexual groups that are engaging in high-risk behavior and boasting that they would like to spread the AIDS infection, then you can understand why there is so much befuddlement on the part of the people. They don't even know what's going on, I think, most Americans.
Yeah, if they actually went out and stood at a gay pride parade, they'd be horrified, these people having sex out on the streets. They don't know, because you say that they protect us. What they do is they sanitize it. Because it's on their agenda.
Protect in quotes is what I'm referring to.
Yes,
meaning they don't want us to know. And by the way, I mean, I know in particularly what happened to the young boy, Jesse Dierkhuizing.
Yes.
In Arkansas, I believe, who was raped repeatedly by two male homosexuals. Picked him up, raped him to death, and the news media did, in fact, black out that whole story from national coverage until it was finally forced to admit, yes, we did censor the media, we did censor the news, thanks to the efforts of people like Reed Irvine and Accuracy and Media. They came out and said, we did it because we didn't want to spread the hate. And this is an editorial, not news.
Yeah,
they're supposed to report news.
Yeah, and look what they did when you just set Jesse Dierkhuizing, who was 13 years old.
13-year-old boy, picked up off the street, raped to death.
I mean, in the testimony out of those police officers at the scene talking about how awful that place was, they were using vegetables and other things to sodomize this child and stuffed his underwear in his mouth and choked him to death. And otherwise. But anyway, and you put that up next to what they did about the Matthew Shepard, guy who's engaged in voluntary, he's trafficking for strange flesh in a bar, and if a prostitute went with strangers and got herself killed, you wouldn't hear anything about it. But they held him up, that he's become the poster child, the poster boy for a filthy manner of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway.
That is true. Let's take some more calls. Ruth in Missouri. Hi, you're on the program with Shirley Phelps.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This subject, it just sickens me. But the Lord gave me a scripture. We're definitely in the last days. And I think this is all happening to us. As far as I know, if you could turn on your television set and see the crap that's out there now. And I just don't see, Christians have been in the back burner for, they've been sitting in their closets for decades. I don't, outside of some courageous people I hear on the shortwave, I don't see any churches getting involved in anything.
Yeah.
This is exactly why we're in judgment. And this, it's, to me, it's so shocking that you have a park a short distance from your church right out there in the open, not just at night, but, that people in your community know this is going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this is outrageous that the people are so apathetic or whatever. I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And I just can't, I don't know. But the Lord gave me a scripture yesterday, Isaiah 5 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 1, verses 5 through 7.
Yes.
Why should ye be stricken anymore?
Exactly. You'll just rebel more and more.
Right. Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints.
Yes.
From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it.
Wounds.
This is our... Huh?
Yes. It's wounds and bruises and putrefying sores.
Exactly.
And it hasn't even been bound up or mollified.
Right.
Yes.
Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is... Desolate as overthrown by strangers.
And go a little further down and you see what he says to them. And remember, he's talking to the nation of Israel there hundreds of years after Sodom and Gomorrah. And he says, hear me, you people of Sodom and you rulers of Gomorrah.
Exactly.
His message to that nation was the exact same message that we have to America. And people will say, well, why do you focus on the homosexuals? It isn't that.
Are you kidding me? You can't even turn on your television.
Exactly.
Set.
But what you know is when you get to that level where they have just given over wholesale, whole hog, the people have risen up with one voice to say it's okay to be gay, this is looking at a people who have crossed the line. That's like the bottom rung on the depravity chain. When you see that, you're looking at people that God has given over. He's through with them.
I believe he's taking his hands off this nation, and this is why we're seeing the euthanasia now and all this other.
That's what Shirley Phelps believes too, right, Shirley?
Exactly.
Whether it's disasters and tragedies that God...
And that guy talking about the hurricanes, he says, I'm going to send all these evils upon you, and he says that he's got these things that he says he'll use, and one of them is the whirlwind. Mm-hmm. That's Katrina and Rita. That's the untimely tornadoes in Indiana and other places. In Evansville, Indiana, killed 20 people. That is the whirlwind. He calls his fury and his indignation marching through the land.
And it's getting worse, and they're just in the face of God. They're shaking their fists right in
the Do you think we have passed, Shirley, thank you for the call, Ruth. I'm going to have to move on. Shirley, do you think that America is today what Sodom and Gomorrah was in those days, or is it surpassed that point or less?
Hon, look, this is Ezekiel 16 time.
This
is the time when he says, you have justified Sodom. And while you're going along this trail, you won't even mention Sodom and Gomorrah. You've justified or you have comforted Sodom. They can now sit in eternity and say, phew, we are not the worst that it ever got. And furthermore, he says, these people, this nation says you've got a sister, you've got an older sister, and her name is Sodom, and you've got a younger sister, and her name is Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the point is that those nations, we are exactly where they were in Israel and in Judah when God told Jeremiah, do not pray for these people. It doesn't matter if Moses and Samuel, Jeremiah 15 starts out after they've had three discourses where he says, do not pray for these people. Do not lift up voice or make intercession for them. I won't hear you. And Jeremiah tries to make the case that it'd be, that he should. And maybe it's not too late. He says, no. He starts out chapter 15 saying, if Moses and Samuel stood before me, I still wouldn't hear them. They could only help themselves. It's like Abraham negotiating with the Lord his God, saying, look, if there's 50 righteous or 45 and 30 and 40 and 35 and 30 and 20 and, you know, don't get mad at me, but what if there's just 10 righteous? There were not even 10 righteous souls left in Sodom and Gomorrah.
That sounds like Washington, D.C., goodness.
Exactly,
all right, let's move along, and let's give you the number again, 800-313-9443. Let's say hello to Jim, and then we'll be with Tim next. Jim in Rhode Island. Hello, Jim.
How are you doing tonight, Rick?
Oh, I don't know. Boy, it's getting hotter and hotter, like 80s, and how are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to
chime in. Go ahead.
Chime in and
go ahead. Give us your view, and I got a question for our guest.
A little different perspective.
Oh, sure.
There's a political movement called Gay Liberation, right?
Yes.
One of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated on any society.
Right.
They try to identify these people as, quote, gay. that is called reification. It's part of the agenda of the new left. It makes a reality of an abstract. It takes any moral or ethical considerations out of the judgment and just makes it a, you know, that you're denying these people. That's part of the Frankfurt School's agenda, to look for a theme of oppression. In other words, you're oppressing and, you know, bashing and so forth of these people because they, because of their status.
Mm-hmm.
Their status stems from Sigmund Freud's concept that all human beings are inherently bisexual and that it's just a matter of personal choice. Well, this is a very political movement based on social and behavioral sciences. It is social science from its inception was intended to be a replacement for religion.
Yeah.
It is a fraud. I'd also like to bring up the point that I have been personally involved, and I have confronted the people who run it in the state of Rhode Island, which is a very small place, and very easy to see who's involved. And my confrontations have been with mainly the abortion groups. The abortion groups are mainly run by homosexuals and lesbians, and also I have documented the fact that the National Organization of Women is basically a homosexual movement or led by radical lesbians.
Yeah.
I have documentation from them that says that, and that the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force and the National Organization of Women are very much interchangeable, and both of them try to claim a status of victimhood. Well,
yeah.
We still have our individual rights to practice our religion and our individual God-given natural rights, even though the government is starting to abridge those rights by using this so-called scientific socialism as a guide for making laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, that's true. So basically, the way you look at it, you're looking at the politics of it and how these groups interrelate and are basically interconnected, is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but the same groups, they just have different names.
Right. So it's the abortion, it's the sex ed, it's the seeker circle, the homosexual, it's all of these groups that basically are trying to destroy the family, in essence, what's left of it.
Right, that's what I was going to bring up, is the Communist Manifesto has a section that calls for abolition of family. A couple of paragraphs down, they identify the community of women. That's why they identify women as a separate group. Well, in my estimation, women are part of the matrix, the family, society, community. They're not a separate group. Neither are men, neither are children. They also have the child advocacy is to protect children from their parents. That is also in the same section of the Communist Manifesto. The homosexuals and the feminists are the vanguard of the revolution, of the attempt to create the status revolution in our country and deny all of us the God-given natural rights were established by the American Revolution. they use propaganda, they use the media, and they try to use this political correctness, which is nothing more than a party line.
Yeah. I'm beginning to think they run the media. They don't use it, but the mainstream, so-called mainstream media is definitely top-heavy with
activists. They have been out a long time.
Yeah.
The man
yeah.
named Theodore Adorno, who belonged to the Frankfurt School. Mm-hmm. That's the Marxist critical theory school, right?
Well, I don't think Shirley disagrees with anything you've said. That's true.
Okay, he wrote something called The Culture Industry back in the 30s. It talked about how to use media and popular culture as a method of political propaganda.
Well, there's no question. And these homosexuals, they will stand out on the streets and carry on at us if they see any of our children present with us. But they know, and their efforts are, to get these children from kindergarten up and teach them that it's okay to be gay.
Okay, we got to just take a quick break. We'll be back with Shirley Phelps. Thank you for the call.
Hi, Rick.
Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we are back and not too much time right now, so let's take Tim in Tennessee. Hi, Tim, you're on the program with Shirley Phelps.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to say that, you know, my father, he's been a Baptist preacher for many years, and when I was younger, some of my fondest memories was in the church, and the more I learned about Jesus Christ, the more I wanted to know, and the more I want to know, it just seemed like that I didn't know as much as I thought I did. And if people could just stop and really, really, really study about what this man done, and, you know, we see pictures of Jesus hanging on the cross, and we, in our minds and in our carnal in our carnal minds, we well, that's not really that bad because he had a little trickle of blood here and there. But if you study it and if you look what this man went through, his bowels was hanging out when he was on the cross. You could see his ribs. You could see the white bone. The Bible says, and also every literature of the Dead Sea Scrolls I've read, said that this man was beat beyond recognition. Now, he went through that for us. Now, these folks that runs around and they do all this other stuff, homosexuality, adultery, idolatry, then they are going to be part of hellfire unless they change. And the only way they can change is if God puts it in their hearts.
Yes.
And if God don't put it in their hearts to change, then there is no change for them. There is no hope for them. Unless God steps in and does what he does with that long arm of mercy, come down and touch their hearts and change their hearts and minds, there is no hope for them. And one day, when Jesus came the first time, now Mr. Rick and Miss Shirley, I do believe that y'all will agree with me on this. When Jesus came the first time, he came as a lowly servant.
Yeah.
But the next time he comes, glory be to God, he'll come as a conquering king. And when a conquering king comes into a city, there is no mercy found for his enemies.
Well,
and that's all I wanted to say.
You're right. You said it very well, Tim.
Yeah, that's excellent.
But he is coming with a sword. I think we'll all agree with that.
He's going to come to the clouds, and he'll execute judgment upon this generation that knows not God and obeys.
Not the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. That's true. We're just about out of time. Thank you, Tim, for your call. And surely this hour has gone by very quickly. And I must say that I probably think this is the one of the few programs where you had almost total unanimity of opinion.
I know. I'm just shocked.
I know. You sound like you're not all rattled up, as some talk show hosts tend to do.
Yeah.
And I thank you. And it's been interesting. We'll have you back, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll have you back again. By the way, people want to get in touch with you. How can they do that?
Well, you can go to the GodHatesFags.com website and send us an email, and that's probably the quickest and easiest way. Just put my name on the subject line, and it gets right to me.
Okay, very good. Shirley Phelps, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's hour number one. And it was very civil. I was hoping we'd get some antithetical questions or comments. And maybe that's because a lot of people feel that I'd clamp down. Well, I mean, you know, we have to be civil, obviously. But it always makes for an interesting mix when you do get opposition. And I know I welcome it on the program. And that's what free speech is all about. Some groups don't welcome it, including some of the militant homosexual groups. Not all, but most, and the ADL types. We come back, lots more to discuss, and we can take your calls on this or any subject. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, your radio avenger, will return.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.